This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health Education and Family Information channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Justin Forrest, a sexuality researcher and the author of Lolita in the Lion's Den. Justin, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, why did you decide to write Lolita in the Lion's Den, and what is the book about?
Well, firstly, what I realized is that when I saw a good deal of literature out there about men who had attraction or who had issues with children or younger people, they often were seen as these monsters with the worst case scenarios of offending, people who have little empathy. And it got me to thinking about the whole issue. What's going on? Can we look at this in a more comprehensive way? So I decided to write a book about a boy who witnesses the abuse of girls around him, is up confused, isolated, and he finds that, he likes women, but he's also, it has attraction to girls, among some other fetishes or issues. So, and I build around that, it's probably four important points. One is that there's just too little research on offenders. And I realized this when I did volunteer and I did work for the anti-sex trafficking groups. And they said, too, well, 99% of research is done on victims, 1% on offenders. And we just don't know, who we're dealing with, why we're dealing with it. The other thing was that there's little understanding in general of sexuality. And I asked you or any of your viewers, how much sex education did you get from kindergarten through college? And it's probably maybe one unit in health about STDs, and there's very little, yet it affects all of us. So there's too little of that. And yes, girls in our society tend to be over-sexualized, but they're denied any sexuality education. So the assumption is that girls aren't sexual or that boys are different, but, girls aren't sexual. The fact is they do have sexuality, and we're not really addressing that. And then finally, boys get no sex ed either, but they get a lot of unrealistic ideas about sexuality through pornography, through the over-sexualized society where, they're seen as having sexualities and going wild, but we don't, it's unhealthy. So it was those reasons that I really decided that, a book, as tough as it would be for people, a book on these issues might really be useful.
Yes, and in the book, Glenn's bluntness about his sexual feelings as well as his concern for the sexualization of girls today seem contrary to what we hear about actual offenders or pedophiles. How realistic is all this?
Yeah, well, it's very realistic. I think, you know this very well. I think people who work in media do too. It's so easy to get misinformation. It's so easy not to really understand, how many people know what a pedophile actually is. Are they always offenders? And the fact is many of them are not. So, with Glenn, not only do you have people who don't really understand there's a difference between pedophilia and sex offending. A sex offender is a sex offender is somebody who's criminal. A pedophile isn't unless they cross a line. So, you have that. Glenn is not a sex offender or he's not really a pedophile, but, but the thing is that he has these feelings, and we know when we look, Mike Seto, who's a psychologist out of Toronto, has done a book on sex offending and pedophilia, and he notes 8 psychological studies that show normal men have sexual responses not only to teenage girls, but they also do to preteen, but they have more to teen and adult women. So, Glenn is very realistic of feelings that many men may have to a greater or lesser degree, but it's out there. So, it's very realistic that, you can, after all, Glenn, really, he likes girls. He doesn't hate them and he doesn't necessarily want to hurt them, but he has to deal with these contrary feelings, and like all of us do in, you know, other areas of our lives. So yeah, it's, you know, it's very realistic. You know, there's a big difference between a 5-year-old and a 17-year-old, and the law doesn't always see it that way. So we're not advocating that 17-year-olds get abused, no way, but we also have to understand why some men may look at a 17-year-old or a 15-year-old, and that's not the same thing as looking at a 3 or 4 or 5-year-old. So, it, you know, there's just a need to know that, and Glenn knows that. So, you know, he's very, yes, I would say very realistic.
How is society's inability to address such a taboo topic, in your opinion, harmful to everyone?
Yeah, this is where, you know, the health issue really comes into play. You know, Jesse Baring has a book entitled Perv, the Sexual Deviant in All of Us, and he's a research psychologist. And, you know, one of the things that he says is that, you know, this, many of these issues are fetishes that men have. And, you know, for every 99 men who have a fetish, one woman has it. So fetishes among men are very common. However, when they're ostracized or they feel humiliated by it, they tend to blow that issue out of proportion so that it ends up creating depression and other issues in their lives that can affect their family, their kids. And, you know, so when we have a taboo like sexuality, and I think in our society, we do have a kind of taboo about talking about sex. But then if we want to talk about young people or children and sexuality, that's a double taboo. What happens is a lot of people end up getting really hurt. So we create tough laws. But then children end up getting arrested for crimes that I question they're really crimes. A child, you know, a girl taking a topless picture of herself and sending it. Well, she could be charged for that, you know. And the fact is that so children can get hurt, but also people who haven't offended against a child can also be put in for like a mandatory prison sentence of 5 years. Those individuals seldom live in bubbles. They have families, they have kids, they have jobs. So what happens to the family? What happens to the children? And, you know, even if you look at family law, you know, experts in family law will say, look, there are big problems where the courts come in and they do something, but then there's catastrophic effects for the families that lost income. And, you know, that's an issue we really need to look at more closely.
Yes, indeed. Today we are with Justin Forrest, a sexuality researcher and the author of Lolita in the Lion's Den here on eHealth Radio's Children Health Education and Family Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Justin, Glenn also notes that management of his sexuality is the key, not the concept of changing it. Can you elaborate on this a little?
Yeah, I'm of the group that believes, you know, our sexualities are part of us, they're part of our orientations. And, you know, if you look at paraphilias, which is where you would find something like pedophilia, you would find there are a bunch of other ones. There are about 540 of them and counting. And it's not that they're exclusive. You know, some people, you know, there are men who like women and men. You know, there are people who like other things. Maybe somebody sneezes and they find that interesting. You know, people are affected by these things. And the key isn't to take a pill or to cure it. And in fact, many, you know, protection agencies say, well, that's the problem. You know, somebody like Glenn may be decent, but, you know, he could offend. And then we have to consider that. But the problem is really with management. You know, it's about, hey, I have these lights. And no, I can't act upon them in a way that's going to harm others, but I need to help in managing it. So a lot of times if you go into a psychologist and you would have the issues that Glenn has, one of the first things that they will say is, did you do anything illegal? We have to report it to the police if you did. And that shuts down therapy. Even if the person didn't do anything illegal, they feel so threatened that, you know, they can't have an open relationship with their therapist. They're scared. They're worried. So, you know, the problem is that's where suddenly if somebody has that issue, management is a key area, you know, managing it, being responsible. But the society, the police, the courts, everybody has to understand that people who do have an issue like Glenn may be a little more subject to the internet. Because it's so easy to get a hold of stuff. And, you know, it's not like, you know, if you wanted to go to a club you know, you might have to drive 40 minutes, get your friends together. It takes planning. Or if you were going to hurt somebody, you would, you know, meticulously plan it if you were that kind of person. But when it comes to the internet, a click here, a click there, and all of a sudden, you know, if it comes across your screen, you might get a mandatory sentence of 5 years or 10 years in prison. So it's a very different situation. So the society has to understand more what this is, but Glenn and people like Glenn also have to learn a good, safe, responsible way to manage ultimately who they are.
How has your book been received so far?
Well, you know, the reviews I've had have been very positive. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is that I've had people from almost the opposite walks of life. So I've had one girl who described herself as a Lolita in the past say, this is a great book. And, you know, there are areas that are difficult to read, but really a really likable guy. I mean, you know, I don't think I've heard anybody say otherwise. But, you know, because they recognize what the book is trying to accomplish. So I have had that. My disappointment is that it's a battle, Eric, because this is material that people are very afraid of. You've seen what happened to John Grisham, you know, not that long ago when he basically said, hey, these laws are ridiculous. And then he ran for the hills. And the example he gave wasn't good. But a lot of the legal aspects of it were. I mean, he did his research. He understood. But, you know, people don't want to talk about that, or they feel very nervous. Everybody knows either a victim, a perpetrator, or both. You know, and that makes people afraid to talk. So where I've been disappointed is the radio silence among experts. I think they're afraid to wade in because, you know, what if they say something and then people come after them? So, you know, it's come out. I've had some positives. Certainly I've got an event with Carrie Cohen up in Oregon later this week, and obviously the interview with you. So things are catching on. But it's a difficult road. You know, it's a tough subject. It's tough subject matter, and I know that. But I think it's really important that we come at it with a, you know, this comprehensive way of thinking that's really been absent.
Yes. Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information, pick up the book, and also be in touch with you as well.
Yeah, I have a website that's called Lolita Lion, just like that, lolitalion.com. And I post blogs from very well-known researchers like Sharon Lamb, Sharon Kinsella. It has book information as well where you can purchase the book. I'm also open to hearing from people, their thoughts, my contact information as well is on the site. So anybody that's interested, of course, I'd love to hear from them.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts that you'd like to share or a tip for the listeners on today's topic?
Yeah, it's something I said in one of the articles that I wrote. You know, I think the key to protecting kids, and this is really what this is about, is that, you know, if you're going to protect children in an age where, you know, if you see endless twerking, endless, you know, porn culture has seeped into our mainstream society, we can't stop it. You know, it's not like we can just make a law. You know, laws do not do well in controlling human behavior. We need laws, but they don't do well. And, you know, the key is equipping your child to understand in an age-appropriate manner when somebody's trying to make them walk into something or they're trying to make them do something that's uncomfortable. And, you know, strong peer groups, things of that nature that, you know, is really important. So I would say, push for comprehensive sex education. You know, we need, it's not that we like talking about it, it's that we don't have any choice. If you look at the data, you know, we're going to have to prepare our kids for, you know, the internet. And there are a lot of people out there who, you know, will take advantage of them, and they need to kind of know the signs themselves.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for stepping into an arena that is very difficult, and certainly thanks for what you're trying to attempt to make a difference out there, and thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Sure. Well, thanks, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Justin Forrest, a sexuality researcher and the author of Lolita in the Lion's Den, and once again, the website of reference is lolitalion.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health Education and Family Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.